thinking about that.
Okay, good afternoon. I'm Laura Hill. My husband and sons and I operate a farm on the eastern side of Sussex, and I am here on behalf of Sussex County Farm Bureau. And we just wanted to voice our support for the establishment of a agribusiness zone in the new comp plan, providing it is voluntary for landowners. There's a lot of concern because there's a lot of questions, a lot of unknowns at this point for our board. We recognize the benefits that would provide local support to Sussex County farmers, would make the process for startup businesses less burdensome by not having to apply for a zoning change, and the value added promoting job growth and increasing the tax base, which is especially critical on the western side of the county. And the location of these businesses in more rural areas would hopefully reduce the types of conflicts we see now with residential areas abutting farms. Preservation of farmland has been mentioned often in the comments from the various focus groups with the discussions that took place last fall, and it's even referenced in the vision statement for the comp plan. As the county moves forward with the land use segment, we strongly encourage you to seek solutions that incentivize the balance between density and preservation, not the use of restrictions. If you're familiar with the Farm Bureau, property rights are very strong policy of ours, and we certainly don't want to see any downzoning occurring such as happened in Kent County with their last comp plan. So that's pretty much it. Okay, but I appreciate the opportunity to make these comments.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you, Ms.
Thank you. And do you get this, or who? I have a copy of the comments.
Yeah,
I'll
just give it to everybody.
Just give it to them, and they can give, because I don't want you to.
Well, just, we, she wants your,
I just wasn't sure if you...
Yeah, he could get by, that's all.
All right, anybody else? Okay, then. We are planning to meet next Wednesday. Same general time frame, or what? What's everybody's pleasure?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that works for me.
We'll start at 9?
Yep.
Yep. We
run over, yeah.
Okay.
Can we, I guess, Alexia, are we ready to discuss the wastewater element and maybe some of the future land use?
I think next week we were focusing on future land use.
Only?
Yes.
How can we discuss that without having a good understanding of the wastewater?
It's something we need to start talking about. We have the maps that we can bring up. But in terms, we have the areas on the maps for the sewer and the water.
Yeah.
But in terms of like a full discussion on the element, I thought that was going to be later.
Well, I mean, it can be, but, and maybe I'm the odd man out, I'm open to being wrong. My wife tells me I'm wrong quite frequently, so it's not an unusual thing. But
we could see Mr. Medlar's here too, maybe.
Yeah, I really would love to have him here because, and I understand mobility is important and all, but we really can't impact that. But where central sewer is planned for and is likely to go, we have that.
Yeah, we have all those overlays.
Because I think that's going to really help us with our growth area discussion a great deal.
Yeah, that's the intention of next meeting is to start zooming in on the map and looking at the overlays. Say, okay, there's water and sewer here. This area in Milford is expected to grow with the hospital. Here's some areas of conflict. These towns have annexation areas that are not consistent with 2008 future land use element. So we're going to be looking through the map from 2008, overlaid with the future water, sewer, annexation areas.
Great, okay.
Different layers.
Gotcha.
At least starting that discussion.
Okay, and then the other question is in regards to sewer, mm-hmm. especially, as we discuss the ag industry, whatever zoning district sure. we're going to try to create, hopefully we get there, what is the county going to be able to provide sewer for those industry type businesses in those rural areas, or is that going to go to a private provider like Artisan or Tidewater?
I think that would have to have to go to Hans.
I think that's a better question for Hans to answer.
Where it is, yeah.
It would be nice if Hans could be here.
Absolutely.
We will invite him.
Or at least on call or whatever.
Yeah, I think we want to have him. And I don't see how we're going to avoid talking about sewer when we're talking about the land use element. We may not talk about the element per se.
Yeah, we're not talking about the goals, objectives, strategies.
Right, but at least we have to have all the information, which it sounds like you have.
We have the information.
It sounds like you have.
But we're not going through the goals and objectives.
Okay, no, that's good. No, that's good. I just want to make sure that we had the information too.
Yeah, we have all the data.
And then the last piece of that puzzle, if Hans can be here, if somebody from the cooperative can be here as well.
You said you spoke with?
I spoke with Bill. I mean, I think, what is today? Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is. Wednesday. I spoke with him yesterday afternoon, I think. It was Monday afternoon. I didn't ask him. I mean, I don't arrange people's schedules. But I think somebody from the cooperative probably could, if we could have somebody here.
I can coordinate that, too, if you guys can.
And then, actually, that might save us perhaps from having to do a meeting if they're here, because they'll be participating in a discussion of which they're most importantly involved.
Like I said, I don't have those in GIS, so I don't have those on the map, those layers. So hopefully if someone was here, they could help inform us where those areas are.
Okay.
We'll reach out.
Yeah. Well, we can both do that, and I can give Bill a call and see if they have it in GIS. I would be amazed they don't, because everything in their system is...
Again, the county is working with them to attempt to get that information.
Yeah. They probably do have it. Whether or not they want to
Win it out everywhere.
Win it out there is another thing. Yeah. So, and in fact, I think that's been the indication
The problem.
So, but it might would be good. The more folks we have who have expertise, the better off we're going to be. I mean, we've got a lot of expertise in our county. There's a lot of folks who are very knowledgeable in specific areas, and I think we should involve them in the discussion. Absolutely.
So the goal Wednesday will be to sort of get our hands around the growth areas, number one.
Growth areas, changes to future land use, expansions of categories, changes in zones.
So those are the people we need here. We're good, okay?
Yes, we need to start looking at the actual map.
Yep.
And what's the best, I don't know if this is the best setup for that. I know we talked about maybe having a table where you all sit around the table and we have maps rolled out so you can point and draw on maps versus trying to look and zoom in on the screen. I mean, I will have the data on the screen where we can zoom in, but...
Yeah,
I do like it on the screen. It's ArcView.
I'd rather have it on electronically than on pen and paper if that works. Does that work?
Yeah.
Maybe that doesn't work.
We'll have both options.
Because we may have to draw boundaries. Like, where do we, do we... If we're changing a future land use zone, do we draw it to this road boundary, or do we cut it at like a parcel boundary?
Can't we draw on this? I thought we draw on this all the time.
Does it save the?
This will not save.
It won't save them, and also I think zooming in and out may affect it too. So would it be good to capture that on paper?
Well, we'll do as much as we can.
We'll do both.
Okay, we'll do both.
So you can't get ArcView on this system?
Not that computer now.
But the county GIS department has taken all of the layers and put them on an online map, which we'll be able to look at.
What size are the maps? Are they 2x3 or 36x42?
I can print them however you want them to be, but in terms of...
I'm thinking of what kind of tables would fit down the aisles here and so on. If you have them on 2x3, they'll probably fit on a folding, 8-foot folding table, which would give you enough room to scooch by somebody while you're looking.
Break out the county into sections.
I think 3x5.
Well, they're 3x5. They're bigger.
Okay.
Don't mess up your format for me. Just do what. You know what we need to do. We're going to let you guys figure out the logistics. Okay.
We'll have multiple options to discuss land use next week.
Nicely done.
And with public comment at the beginning and the end again.
Yes.
Okay.
I would
double check.
Yes.
But so you don't have the.
I haven't heard it.
We don't have the computer capability to do an ArcView map on the computer.
We don't have the license on this computer, and I don't know if this computer can actually hold, I don't know the components of that computer to hold that, but we have information.
So we have this, Marty, I'll show you, we have this map that the county...
We could swap a computer out to have
that. I'd have to talk about, because I don't know, I'll have to talk to IT about.
I've used ArcView for close to 20 years now. I don't know when it came out, but I've been using it for a long time. And I love it. And you know why I love it? Because You could do five maps and have five streams all named Vince, you know, Keller, and they're saved. And it's just so easy to do versus trying to.
And that's what I have back in the office. Yeah. Be with everything in there.
You know, and, you know, you can do what if scenarios like that. And so it just belabors me to be going back to my crayon years. So I was not a good colorer.
So
I have to look into it.
Yeah, I was way out of line.
Honestly, I have to look into it because it's not my area.
So you can understand why I liked ArtView because you can just say clip to, you know, and it just does.
Yeah, well, so if you look up here, we have some of the different layers on a map that the county's created online. This isn't ArtView, but it's online, so we can turn things on and off and we can zoom in. So hopefully that'll be what we need for the purposes of next week.
If we can check, Janelle, to see if we can't swap this computer out with one with a
license. I will talk to IT to see if there's anything, because again, it depends on what license, if we have an available license, if we have an available.
Just buy the license. I mean, that's something we need.
Can't be that much.
Yeah.
When you have a data license, it's number of, they probably have so many licenses that they can. Only five people can turn it on somewhere in this building at a time.
At the same time or something.
Somebody's got to turn their screen off.
But it's going to make our life a lot.
It really doesn't benefit us to speculate on it. Janelle, find out what the deal is. Make sure that whatever you need, you get. And if you have to spend money, spend money.
Because we're going to need it, and others are going to need it, too.
You have to have.
Or if you want, me to call Todd and ask him.
No, I'll talk to IT. We'll see what we can come up with.
Because it can't cost that much. Let's get what we need. Let's get what we need.
Marty can afford it. Kelly can afford it.
Yeah, we should all be as poor as
Come
Marty.
On.
We should all be as poor.
Guy goes to Thailand.
I know. Guy goes to Thailand for a month. Yeah. Have you ever? But you know, really. Well,
just to circle back on something, Han says he has a design review meeting at South Coastal in the morning, but he could be here after lunch on next Wednesday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Or do you want to pick a different day?
Other than Wednesday?
That could be tough.
Well,
we've already put it out there
that there's a meeting next Wednesday.
Yeah. No, let's stay on Wednesday. Let's start at 9 and see where we are.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say we could maybe start later and then just run a little bit later unless there's a...
They just said start at 9. We'll see what
Hold on a minute.
Let's talk about changing the time. We could probably change the time if that's the problem. If Hans can't be here until after lunch, instead of going from 9 to 3, do you want to go from 11 to 5? Or?
Yeah. In there.
What do you want to do?
Later the better, baby. I'm good with it.
Oh, you want to go later?
Yeah, 11 to 5 is fine. I mean, just not, don't go early in the night.
Can I let you know like, as soon as
we're
I
going to have to.
I know.
For Hans, I think it'd be good.
Well, we've got Hans's information, so we can have the discussion. We don't need him for the whole discussion. I don't want to put this whole thing off.
He can't. He's
got a million other things to do.
We can't impose on him for the whole discussion. But
there's a specific question. We can always come back to it when he's available.
When is he available?
In the afternoon, after lunch.
After lunch.
Like 1 o'clock? Because that would only give us an hour with him.
That's what I said. We start at 9. That's why we're saying push it back.
Start at 10?
Start at 10. We've got the public comment.
11, I don't care.
Start at 11. Hans is willing to help us.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't want to tie him up, and I don't know how much. It's connected, but it's not the whole thing, you know? So.
This land thing.
And we have the areas, the sewer water areas right here, you know?
I mean, I'm fine starting at 11 or whatever. I'm just saying.
But I don't have what's in his ears about.
I don't think any of us do.
Yeah. You know, he has a better idea probably than anybody.
I feel strongly that Hans needs to be here for a lot of that.
Okay.
And I think he's willing to.
I think I could even do later.
And Alexa,
so
11? Are we set on time at all?
No, we're not, because I need to know.
We're still figuring it out.
Pick a time, Mr. Chairman.
11. I got a second?
11's fine with
me. Okay, we start at 11.
All right, with you guys? Will that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So there'd be public comment from 11 to 11:30, and then we would talk for a half hour, and then
lunch. Yeah, we'll do. we can do lunch at 1 o'clock instead of 12 or 12:30.
And when do we expect a markup on these? We've talked about historic. We've talked about community design, economic development. So when do we expect a markup on these three
historic
elements?
Historic will be first. That one's well underway. These other two, we have a lot of work to do. There are a lot more. Well, not so much between as I'm the economic development, yes, there's a lot more work.
So 2 or 3 weeks away?
In this business?
Right now, the focus is going to be on future land use between now and Wednesday, so it's going to be a few weeks.
And then we also have the upcoming second round of
meetings too.
Second round of meetings is the first 3 weeks in May.
You know, you're dealing with people over 50 here, right? You know, so we'll forget.
What's that all about?
Well, maybe not this one. You
know? Getting close.
Getting darn close. But I see the white sneaker in there. You know, I'll forget what we discussed on historic.
Historic preservation will be soon.
Right
now, we need to focus on getting ready for the future land use meeting next week,
okay,
and simultaneously working with Dan to finish up the historic preservation.
Thank you.
Anything else?
We'll
go to the order. Being none, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Thanks.
Okay.
Ooh, boy,
I gotta go to work.
Yeah.
So we'd be meeting every week pretty much for how long now?
Rest of your natural life.
All summer.
All spring.